Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from boss Pep Guardiola on Sergio Aguero, who is now close to a return, but he will not feature in the match on Saturday afternoon, the 3 o'clock kickoff against Fulham at the Etihad. Aguero still out with a knee injury, but boss Guardiola said when he's fit, he'll be the same player. Of course, age is age and the physicality is different. He will need a bit more time than the likes of Phil Foden or Raheem Sterling, but I'm optimistic that he will help us this season. What Sergio needs, he said, is for there to be no pain in the knee. Today he feels much better. With 1 or 2 weeks training in normal conditions, he will be back. I want him back as soon as possible, Guardiola said. His sense of goal is unique. We are already 5 or 6 months without him, and that is a long time. No other fresh injury worries, meanwhile, ahead of the match for Guardiola. City look to move possibly into the top four with a victory, such as the congested nature of the Premier League table. City are currently 11th, but they're only actually 3 points off Leicester, who are fourth with a game in hand as well. Meanwhile, news on the transfer front, a report in the Manchester Evening News says that an 18-year-old Brazilian midfielder who plays his football for Grêmio, Diogo Rosa, is set to join City imminently, probably next month. It is believed that City have had negotiations or have been in negotiations with Grêmio and the player for some time, and the deal should be sorted out in the new year. That's all for now. We'll have more later.